I know I originally said that I was going to go Weiter. There are some major things in the first paragraph, but I figured in the little Zman that we have left, which literally, who knows how much that means, but I wanted to just touch on some of the inyanim of the Ksivas Haget. And there are a few very geschmack sugyas regarding the inyan of Ksivas Haget, and that's really starting with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph says, B'chol koistin b'diyoy, b'samu b'sikra, b'kumis b'kankanta. So these are different types of inks that the Mishnah says is all kosher as long as it's going to be lasting permanent ink. The Mishnah says ink kosher a little mashke, a little meperes, a little chol davar shenim eskay. But if you have, you know, like a chvase that the kids have, invisible ink, you know, all these things are things that are not going to be lasting. They're going to dissolve. So then that's not going to be kosher for the Ksivas Haget. Fine, then the Gemara, the Mishnah continues with all, discussing all of the papers and the, on what you are writing. And then we saw this Mishnah already, then Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that discusses on Davar Sheyesh Bo Ruach Chaim. Lailam remembers that was one of the last sugyas we did, that the Kasha on the carryover from Kiddushin to Gittin is, how is it possible that Rabbi Yosef Aglili, all of that, you can't write on a Davar Sheyesh Lo Ruach Chaim, yet he says, Beferish Mitzvahs Kiddushin, Shar Melech's Kasha, that Kiddushin would exist by a Davar Sheyesh Lo Ruach Chaim. That was the Kasha, I don't remember, the Shar Melech's Kasha. Fine. But we're going to focus on the ink. So the Gemara, let's skip to the Gemara, B'chol Davar Shum Eskayim, you need permanent ink. Dr. Gemara, La Suyi Mai, what's it coming to include? La Suyi, oh, the son of Rabbi Chanina, you use these certain type of inks. Meitaria Rashi says a certain type of megashamin. You soak the fruit inside of it. That's also going to be kosher because it's lasting. Anything that's last. Hunter Rafia Kosovo Aver Bashak Bashikar lead. All these things are kosher. Good. Now the sugya starts. Itma. Amavnir Dioy Algabe Sikra. A person writes black ink on top of red ink. What's the aloha on Shabbos? The Shabbos, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish Darbi Tarvayu Chai. If you write blank ink on top of red ink, right? Let's say an ois, right? You're being koisiv on Shabbos. So the osios were already written. I trace over the red ink to write the word lo, okay? And it was written in red ink, and now I'm writing it in blank. The Gemara says you're chayiv shtayim. Why are you chayiv shtayim? Achas, pay attention, everybody. This is very important, Gemara. Achas mishum koisiv, ba'achas mishum moichik. You're on the one hand chayiv because you're being koisiv, the dyoi, the black ink on top of the red ink. Rashi says, al gabe sikra. You had already two red ink letters, and now I went on top of it with black ink. You're chayav mishum koisiv, because you're adding black ink on the red. What wasn't there? A different color, right? Good. And you're also chayav mishum moichik. What are you moichik? Moichik alva menas lichtev shtei oisiyos b'shabes chayav. So the halacha is that if I'm moichik on Shabbos, one of the lamites melachos, the Mishnah, on daf ayin gimel amud aleph, everybody say, one of the most important dafim in Masechta Shabbos is daf ayin gimel amud aleph, is the lamites melachos. Ayin gimel amud aleph. The sugya that I put on the Maram Kavis is ayin gimel amud beis, commenting on that Mishnah. But the Mishnah says one of the melachos is a moichik amanaz lichtav. A person erases his chayot. So the chiddush of our Gemara is that over here, you're being moichik. The zeb moichik atachtoina is sikra v'kosad al yoin is b'yoin. So don't think that you can only be chayiv mechika with an eraser, right? Right? The way they tell you to prepare for the achievement test. No. You could also be chayiv moichik also with crossing out, with writing black on top of red. You're erasing the red. The red's not apparent anymore. So therefore, you're chayiv mishum moichik. Good. Good, so far so good, everybody say? You're being koisiv, black on red, that's considered ksav. And you're being maichig, because you're erasing the red. There was osios here, and now they're gone. So those are two malachas. You're chayiv, two korban chatoses when you did so b'shoyim. Good? Bye. D'yoy agave d'yoy. What if I do blacking agave blacking? Sikra agave sikra. Where you do red ink agave red ink. Potter. You're potter and gansin. There's no kosev and there's no molche, right? There's no kosev because you didn't add anything new. You did nothing beneficial, nothing productive. Shabbos is melechus machshavos. You have to do something productive. You did nothing productive. And I did. I wasn't meichik because I have the same exact thing. Rashi, Potter sharehu betchila leikosav leimacha. Sharehu kibetchila should be. Yeah, that kibetchila. That's the back changes it. It's like the original state. Oh. What happens? Sikra gabedio. You have red ink, which is not as chashev, which is not as stark. Right? Who writes in red? Right? Amri lo chayev va amri lo pot. Some say chayev and some say pot. Why do some say chayev, some say potter? So now we have to pay attention. Amri lo chayev. There's some that say you're chayev. Moichaku. He's erasing the Dio, because now he's putting red and it's blocking the black. That's taka good time. B'chayr is pashut that he's being malichik, no? Rashi malichiku. B'loy koisiv. And it's not koisiv. Shemitchila yakosiv hogan me'ap. Because qualitatively, everyone agrees black ink is better than red ink, right? Teachers, they correct your tests with red ink. Oh, but the chefza of the test is with black ink, right? Who's better, the teacher or the Talmud? Talmud. I have a majority. Yeah, a few horrors here and there with the red. But the shmaka, what's getting you the grade? What's getting you the grade is the black. So that's the real ksav. Oh. So there's not going to be kosev here. If you're putting red ink on top of black ink, so you're not kosev. Fakir, I had better ksav and now you made it worse. There should be meichik. What's the pshat of the day that says you're potter? L'chayre, it's meichik. Amri la potter. Why? Amri la potter is up in Gemara Mekalko. Rabbi Say, in as geshmak as this is a sugya for getting, Rabbi Say, this teaches us also how a yisoyid milchashakas. Let's get a little background now. The Torah tells us that whenever you do a malacha on Shabbos, to be chayv and carbon, to be chayv and deraisa, you have to do it in a malachas machsheves way. You have to do it with the right focus. You can't just do a pa'ula of a malacha. Included in that pasuk malachas machsheves, Rabbi says, is a loaded statement. Parshas Vayakel tells us that everything we do on Shabbos has to be, number one, a davar miskaven. You have to have kavanah to do what you're doing. Number two, you have to do the malacha for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Malacha tzricha legufa. It's all learned out from Lechem Machshavos. Anything else, Rabbi Say? Kilachar yad. If you do it in an abnormal way, you do it with a shinoi. That's potter from Lechem Machshavos. Midah oraisa, all those things are potter. So now the Gemara tells us another p'tur. You have to, whatever you're doing, you have to size up the situation and you have to make sure that what you're doing is a tikkun. There's something productive over here. There's something that's beneficial from my action right now, as opposed to being mekalkel. It's not destructive. So the reason why the manda omer that says sikira agabidyo, yeah, avada, everyone agrees that there's no kosev. But why is there no mochek? L'chayr, the first day it makes a lot of sense. You're being mochek the ksav of the black. Dr. Gemara, the reason is because you're mekalkel. Because I had good ink, and my mechika is now destructive. Zok de heliger Rashi, Rabbi said. Listen carefully, Rabbi said. Mekalkel hu. V'havi kemoichek al menashe lo lichtik. Aye. So you're mekalkel. ולמען דמחייב לא הווה מקלקל כל כך שהרי קצב סבו ניקר. So what's the day that holds you are chayev for meichid? What happens to mekalkel? But Rashi, he holds not such a mekalkel, because at the end of the day, at least I have oisiyos over here. So since I have oisiyos, so you can't call this a destructive act. What's a destructive act? Destructive act is knocking down a house. Your mom is destroying it. That's mekalkel. Your mom is doing something that mom is destructive. But over here, at the end of the day, there are oisiyos over here, so you can't call this an absolute kilkel. And the first day, L'chaira holds what? That, yeah, it's not an absolute kilko. I know that I'm not lost over here, that I don't have any, that I'm not considered like I have no communication over here and they can't interpret these letters. But I look and I size up the situation from my origin. And in my original state, the first day is saying, I had better ksav as opposed to my ksav that I have now. And that is a kilko, but mitzvah, that's enough of a kilko. So just push up shat, Rabbi, say, you see a mayor tikazach in this gemara. Machloikes for mekalkel, do you look at it in its, you know, in the way you size things up in a general sense? Is this absolutely destructive that you have nothing? Or do you say, no, a kilkel b'mikzas is also a kilkel, and therefore it's enough to pater for melechus machsheves to say that I wouldn't be chayav over here? L'chayra, that's going to be the machloikes amaroyim over here, legabe whether or not I would be chayav mishum moichay, legabe sikra al gabe b'yot. Let's see the halo de places. Taisus in Dira Maskel Bio says as follows. I'm sorry, Taisus in Dira Maskel Meich. Meicheku, the last Taisus in the Daf. Bechoshev lei meichek al menas lichtoi. De mistama oi meid lachser ve lichto ve lo bidyoi. U mekalkel loi havi. Dalaksiva zoiste eksiva el yoyna rishuma nikr tfei mishim oisa tachtoin ulevat. So Taisus is trying to be masbir, the shita that we just were commenting on. If the second day in the Gemara says it's mekalkel, so how does the first day that's mechayiv you, that obligates you mishum the melacha of meichek, how does he get around the issue of mekalkel? So he says like Rashi, u'mekalkel loyavi dalaksiva zois, because on this sikra that's tzav, it's going to help you, he says a little differently. He says that it's actually going to extract the first ksav, it's enhancing. So that which I said that according to Rashi, that the machloikas and amoroyim sounds like, how do you daher, how do you set up mekalko? Do you look at, is this absolutely destructive? Or is it, no, a tikkun b'miktzas is okay. That's the way Rashi sounds like, the way you size up if this is considered a ptur of mekalkel or not. Taisus seems to say a little differently. Taisus says, no. The other day it holds. It's not only a tikkun b'miktzas. It's a tikkun legamre. Why is it a tikkun legamre? Because the second ksav enhances the first ksav. And if it enhances the first ksav, it makes the first ksav even starker. So then how can you call that moichik? Moichik is erasing. Moichik is ridding of the first ksav. Moichik is not enhancing, so therefore that's not the machloikas. Meaning, according to Taisus, you don't l'chaira have a machloikas in the Gemara whether or not the definition of kilkel between the amoroi. You just have a machloikas in Metzias if I view this second ksav as enhancing the first ksav or not. Could be. Fine. Rabbi Sai, I think there's something else very, very chashuv in this place. Taisus was bothered by two things. What does Taisus say? Taisus starts off the sugya and says, there's one day in the Gemara that says, you're chayav mishumayim. Right? What's bothering Taisus? This is why I don't like Zoom. I need to feel you guys. Take these mute buttons off.
What level of moichik?
What's the problem? What's bothering Taisus? Yeah. That what? Say again, Noam? I didn't hear you.
Meaning what level of moichik are we talking about?
What meaning what's bothering Taisus? For moichik, you have to be
Almanas Lichtov.
Almanas Lichtov. Azlazak the Mishnah. Mechika has to be Almanas Lichtov. And then Taisus says, what? And by the way, it's not Mekalko because it enhances the first ksav. everyone agree with that thesis, Rabbi Yisrael? When Rashi explains the Manda Amr that says, you're potter over here, because of Mekalko, what does Rashi say? Excellent. Rabbi Yisrael, it seems to be that Rashi held that the Ptura of Mekalko that the Gemara was presenting creates it to be a mechika shalei amanas lichtif. Clearly, Tosis held that those were two independent issues. Tosis starts off and says, I understand, whoa, slow down over here. Why in the world are you talking about mechika over here? Doesn't the Mishnah in the Masechta Shabbos say that in order to be chayav mechika on Shabbos, it's got to be mechika that is on condition to be future in the future to write? So that Tosis asks, so where's the ksiva over here? So Tosis says, yeah, in a Hanami, you're right. Over here, Mistama Oimed Lapsar Lifto Video. You're gonna rewrite it with black ink over here. That's the case. That's the Hekatimtso. That's the caveat. Tosis has to throw that in the Gemara. And then what does Tosis say? And by the way, why isn't it Mekalko? Right? So I want to look at Tosis and say, what do you mean why isn't it Mekalko? Didn't you just tell me why it's not Mekalko? You just said it's Mocha Kamanas Lifto. Sounds like Tosfos holds Mekalkel and Mechika Shalei Amanas Lichtov are two independent halachas. They're not totally halachas. But I want to ask you a question. Let's say I have an extra os in my Torah. Oy veiz mir posel Torah. And on Shabbos, I want to kasha the Torah. Great-grandfather's Torah that I planned and I wrote in the invitation for my child bar mitzvah. He's going to lean from the Elta Zedis Torah and everyone came to listen. And we just found out that the Torah is puzzle. And I'm going to erase that extra os to kasher. So is that a malacha of mechika? Is that a malacha of mechika? I don't plan on writing anything else in the Sefer Torah. I'm not going near writing anything in the Sefer Torah. You gotta be a meshuggah to write anything in the Sefer Torah if you're not a Sefer. I'm not touching the Sefer Torah. Right? But I am being meichik, this extra letter that's gonna pass all this whole Sefer Torah for the Bar Mitzvah. Is that enough to be chayav mishum meichik on Shabbos? Yeah, Danny.
Could you say because you're still being attacking?
Danny wants to say
the Rambam.
Beautiful. If you hold that all Almanas Lichtoiv is a hechitimtza to have a tikkun, and it's all just to eradicate and to alleviate the issue of that these malachis by definition. They have something going against them, Rabbi said. By definition, there are certain malachas that are destructive malachas. So they're malachas kilkul, to borrow a lashon of the stipler in Masechta Shabbos. These are malachas kilkul. So now, how do I even address a Mishnah on Ein Gimel and Al that tells me that one of the lamedes malachas is mechika, if there's malachas kilkul? So comes along the Mishnah and says, no, you're right. It's a mechik amanas lichtoiv. We're doing it for a hechitimtza of a tikkun. So now the shaila will be, let's say you take another malacha, like what Danny quoted. The Rambam says that if a person is kireya is also a destructive malacha. Kireya is a destructive malacha. So the Mishnah says, if I'm kireya, I'm not lit for, if I rip in order to fix up my stitching, in order to stitch it up better, right? That's what you do in sewing. You have to sometimes rip a little bit in order to get some connection afterwards, right? Sometimes you gotta break off with the girl in order to get back together, chevra. Kireya, almanas litzvor. Sometimes you gotta do it. Trust me, I've seen it a lot of times. It's kireya, almanas litzvor. The distance makes the heart grow fonder. So too over here. Sometimes you have to be kireya in order to be constructive. So Dr. Rambam, What happens if I can do it for another tikkun? How literal was the Gemara saying when it was Almanaslit? So the Rambam seems to hold that would be okay also. That if you're Korea Almanaslit for, if you're Korea to let out your rage or to terrify your household and to instill fear into your household, which by the way, that Gemara in Shabbos Kopei, which the Rambam is quoting, is the source that Kol Akoyes is Ku'ilu Oyved Avedizara. That Kash is one of the worst Midas out there. And that's what that Gemara says. But sometimes a person does so, and he's Chayav HaMalacha on Shabbos, because, says the Rambam, he could be Chayav HaMalacha on Shabbos, even if it's not on Manas Litzvor. Because the whole reason and the need to have a Manas Litzvor is just to get out of the fact that this is a Malachas Kilkel. And without that, it would have been Potter Al Tzvekalkel. So my shno if it's Amanas Litzvor, or if I have some other tikkun. Masha Eikin, Rabbi Yisai, Kiva Eger points out in the Sechah Shabbos and the Fahim Gimel on the days, that doesn't seem to be the nusach and the way in the Mahalith of the way Tosfos seems to learn on the Fahim Gimel on the days. The Gemara over here is talking about the Malacha of pruning. Okay? It's a beautiful vart. I think it's from the Kotzker, but it could be not. That Zoymer, to sing Zmir, as Rabbi say, is to prune. Prune means you cut away anything external, anything that's inhibiting you from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you take away any growth that is exterior and is inhibiting the plant from arising and elevating itself. So too, when we sing Zmiris, we let go of all of our hanhagas of the weekday and all the distractions that we have. And when Zmira comes from the Lashon of Zoymer, the ability to prune, that sometimes in order to grow, you sometimes have to cut away some of the things that are holding back from the growth. So the Gemara says over here, Masech Shabbos is commenting on that Mishnah right away at the beginning when the Gemara is talking about one of the first malachas, that you can do a malach of Zoymer, you're pruning, and your chai is Zoymer, but tzarf le'etz and chai of shtayim. What are you doing? You're cutting off some of the wood pieces. So you're obviously chai of mishum kaitzer because you're cutting, you're detaching the wood. But sometimes that zmira, that detachment, is actually causing the plant to grow, and you're chayav a second carbon chatos for the growth process of the tree. So Tosfos says over here, when you're v'zaymer v'tzarech le'etzim, he says over here, nira da'afilu Rabbi Yehuda de'machayav aloch shenitzuk le'gufo. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in general says, I don't need to do the malacha for the purpose that they did it in the Mishkan. He obligates you, even if it's called a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Most Rishonim don't, with the exception of the Rambam, don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Shimon that a malach shein tzricha l'gufa is potter. But Tosfos says this Gemara that says you need the eitzim when you're zomer, you need the wood. That's true even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why would you need that? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Even if I have some ulterior motive, I don't need the wood. I don't need it. It doesn't have to be parallel in the Mishkan. I should be chayav for a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. It says no. It's different. Why? Le'inan tzarech le'etzim. Why? The loy mikri be'etzim koitzer. It's not considered koitzer when it comes to wood. Ela b'inyan zeh. Only if you need the wood. And that's not because otherwise it would be a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Because if that would be the reason to exempt, then Rabbi Yehuda would be mechayiv. Says Tosfos, there seems to be a reason that you need the eitzim above and beyond the exemption of malach shein tzricha l'gufa, of doing the malacha for an ulterior motive outside of the reason they did it in the Mishnah. What is that? Midi dahavi, listen to this, and that's where the circle of Rabbi Eger is. Midi dahavi akireya al menas litvo. Just like when it comes to ripping, if you don't rip for the purpose of sowing, umoichik amanas lichta, or if you erase and it's not for the purpose of writing, so then you're missing the essence of the malacha. Built into the nature of the malacha is not that moichik needs to be for a certain purpose. Then you're right. Then that's a shiloh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Could you have ulterior purposes? Could you not have ulterior? No. Sometimes that's not what the dahir is. That's not what the sugi is about. There are certain tzorachim and necessities that are definitional to the melacha, Rabbi Yisrael. And one of those examples is kitzer. When you're cutting down wood, if you don't need those wood chips, zoktaisis, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're exempt. Why? Because you're missing the essence of the melacha. It's as if you're not being kitzer. It's as if you never cut it. Says Taisis, another example of that is what? Is being mizbeik and not having the ksiva element in the mechika. That it's as if you never erased to begin with. It's not that I erased, but my erasing is not productive. It's I'm not erasing. You see, if it was the vart that it was just missing, it was a melacha of meichik, but I just don't have melachas machsheves because it's ein tzarich legufa. So then Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be mechayev you. So zoktais is similarly when you're meichik shalom and aslichtoy. It's not just that it's a melechitz kilkul. Taisus is saying that it's nishkein meichik. Meichik definitionally has to be amenas lichtoy. Kairea definitionally has to be amenas lichtoy. And if you don't have that siba and that reason, then you're outside the melech and you never started erasing. You never started ripping. And that's what Kiveger points out over here. That it would seem from Taisus against Shitas HaRamba. That if you just think that Almanas Litvor is just to create a productive direction to remove the fact that it's mekalkel and it's destructive, but Avada, I did the malacha, it just happens to be this malacha is destructive, so therefore I need any hechidimsa to make him attacking, so then you wouldn't say what Taisus is saying. The comparison between Zaymer and Tarach Le'etim being true, also according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mechayiv and obligates v'lachshim to Glegufa, would not be parallel to what? So, meichik shalayim anas lichtoy. So, kareya shalayim anas litzvor. Because in those situations, you did the melacha. It just happens to be that you don't have a tikkun. Taisus is telling you, no, the way to understand meichik shalayim anas lichtoy means, unless it's al anas lichtoy, I never erase. And that's why it's similar to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that if I never need the wood chips, then I never was kites there. Tzarech le'etim is definitional to the ksira. Mechika is definitional to the mechika. And therefore, it could be, says Rav Kiveh Eger, according to Shitas HaTaisis, if I do it to let out my rage, to rip the shirt, or I mechik for another tikkun, like the Sefer Torah story, maybe I would still be potter, because I'm missing the credentials, the ingredients, for the malach. Wherever Rabbi said, yeah, Dan.
I can't wait to say that Tosfos is just giving examples of the Mechika, that when he says that the Ksiva is essential to the Mechika, that's just saying
that
Ksiva...
That's not a right to say he's saying. That's not a right to say he's saying.
I'm saying, so why can't we just
say that? No. I mean, if all Tosfos was saying is it's a Mechalkos, there's no Sheikhas to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Where do you see in the concept, in the topic of Kairei Almanas Litvor, or Mechik Almanas Litvor, something that you're saying that even according to Rabbi Yehuda is now going to be a necessity? There must be certain sarachim that are definitional to the malacha. And that's what Kiveger is pointing out. Taisus is bringing you a new yesoy. That there's certain sarachim that now define the malacha and are not just resolving an impediment and a mekilkul of the malacha. There's a problem al tzmechus nachsheves that it's an ein tzarich legufa. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would not be a putter. Says Taisus, no, there's certain sarachim that exist even in Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't putter malachshem to legufa. Yeah, no.
With Zoymer, so why isn't it built in that's right, like Rebbe said, beneficial to the tree or whatever?
Yeah, we're talking about a specific situation where you're cutting wood.
But
by Zoymer of a leaf in a chanana. But when you're talking about Zoymer with Tzarech Le'etzim, so Taisa says you need the wood.
Okay, in this case.
If you don't need the wood, then according to Yehuda, it would also be pumped. Why? Because you're missing the essence of the law. The essence of the law. So we have this precedent to the fact that there could be certain tzarachim that are definitional, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're missing the essence of the melacha, and it's not just a shayla of melach shenitz legufa versus not melach shenitz legufa. And Tais is carrying over from there, not to a shayla with Rabbi Yehuda, but to the general shayla, is how do I look at meichik amenas lichtoy? Is that just taking care of a problem that it's kilko? Or is that no definitional to the malacha that I'm not erasing unless the erasing is almanas lichtle? Why should that be, Rabbi Yisai? Let's analyze it for a second. Why would a person, l'chayr, it's a pella what places to say. L'chayr, the Rambam makes a lot of sense. All of these almanases is l'chayr, just a destructive malacha, a malach is kilko, and if I could find a tikkun, so then that should be a reason to be mechayim. Why would a person ever say that it's definitional to malach? Anyone have any svaras, Rabbi Yisai? You don't need any knowledge. I'm just asking you a svara question. Why should take the malach of meichik? Meichik, if it's not on condition to be koisev, so the mamela, it's not meichik. Why not? I erase a letter. I erase two letters. How could you ignore the fact that I erase? Isn't that the malach? So you want to tell me, okay, it's destructive, great. That I can hear. The Rambam, that makes sense. But if you want to tell me that it's just not the malach, like Tosis and Shabbos and Gimel, how can you say such a thing? There's a rush, Rabbi Yisai, a very important rush. I think sheds light on this thesis. The rush discussed what happens if you are meichik a blotch of ink, but not letters on a cloth or something. So the rush says he thinks you're also chayav b'shem meichik. The Rosh says because mechika is not just erasing osios. Listen to the Lush and the Rosh. The Rosh says mechika is hachana liksav. It's the preparatory activity to now have a clean paper to now be ready to write on. Rabbi Yisai, in light of that Rosh, I think what Tosfos is saying makes a lot of sense. The nature of the malach of mechika is not just getting rid of the old. It's preparing for the new. And if there's no almanas lichtoiv, it's not just that you're doing a destructive malacha and it's mekalkel, but you didn't even start the malach. It's not even mechika. So perhaps if Tosfos holds like that, we can now understand why meichi, almanas lichtoiv, should be definition. Rabbi Yisai, to wrap things up, the hour is late, and Noam is, what is it, Noam? Is it 1 a.m. over there?
Rabbi, I'm in L.A.
Oh, you're behind.
Yeah.
Oh, totally messed it up. Right, that's right. Oh, sorry. Oh, I should go by there. I knew it was 3 hours. I got confused. But I know you're in LA. I got confused West versus East and the time. So yeah, Sammy.
Just with the rush for a second, from the example from before, if you have one extra letter in Shabbos, if you get rid of that, that should be equivalent to a blot, like just a whole thing of ink on the cloth, no? Because there's no difference between that. It's something extra that you get.
No, because I'm not being making it leksav at all. No, I'm not going to write over here. I don't want to add any letters to this Torah. This Torah is a fetta complete. So that would be a machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos. If you do another type of tikkun, is that enough to be meichik almanas lichtoiv? Is almanas lichtoiv just to remove the impediment of kilkul? So that would be that shy. But over here, I'm not planning on writing. So it might not be hachana liksav, even according to the Rosh. So Rabbi Yisai, just to wrap things up, I think our machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, in addition to how they understand the pshtur of the mekalkel over here, l'chayra, what's licked in this machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, in the Yud Tesmid Aleph, of whether or not mekalkel is just moichik shaloy almanas lichtoy, or are there two issues in the Gemara that Tosfos was bothered with and needed to be taken care of? L'chayra is this very chakira. What is the need to have almanas lichtoiv? Is that just a regular destructive act and a lack of tikkun and one example of mekalkel? And in a chanami, if you would have another type of tikkun, that would take care of that? Or is Tosfos over here l'shitasa? And what he's saying in Shabbos and Nafayin Gilmo the Beis, that no, mekalkel is one issue. And then there's something definitional. And mechika, by definition, has to be hachonu l'ksav, has to be by definition al menas lichtoiv, in order to get off the ground to be considered a shem malach. So that's why Tosis over here, when he was discussing the issues over here, he had to deal with two independent issues. On the one hand, this is not even mechika. It's shalei al menas lichtoiv. So Tosis starts off the sugya and says, by the way, it is al menas lichtoiv. There is hachonu l'ksav over here. It's very similar to what the Rush says. By definition, this is a shem melacha called mechika, because I can envision an almanas lichtoiv in our sugya. Then Tosis says, aye, why is it mekalkel? So Tosis says it strengthens also the original ksiva, and therefore it's not considered mekalkel. Rashi disagrees with Tosis. Rashi holds similar to what the Rambam said in Milchus Kareya. Rashi holds mechik almanas lichtoiv is just another form of mekalkel. So that's what Rashi says. Mikalkalu, they have a lake in Meichel Kachamarash by Lichtoiv. So Rabbi Say, it comes out that our issue between Rashi and Tosis, whether or not they're the same issue, whether or not they're two distinct issues, is exactly the machlekes between Tosis and Shabbos and the Abayin Gimel of Rebbeis, / the Rosh versus the Rambam, and what Rabbi Eger points out there in the Gilyan HaShas in Masechah Shabbos on whether or not how you understand the nature of the Mishnah of Meichel Almanas Lichtov or Shalei Almanas Lichtov, is that just mekalkel or is that definitional to the Malach? So Chayyur Rabbi Yisai, that's what comes out of the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis on Gittin and Daf Yutes Amid Aleph. Shkoyach Chevre. Any questions,
Rabbi? There's a lot more to the Makoros, obviously. So that was for future weeks.
Yeah. I realized I put the Reb Chaim, because the Reb Chaim asked, you're talking about the Reb Chaim, right?
Yeah, mainly.
Yeah, the Reb Chaim asked this kasha of how do you deal in our Gemara with Mocha Gamanas Lichtoiv. So I think this Reb Chaim is also, you don't have to do the whole Reb Chaim. The beginning part of the Reb Chaim that dealt with this question is going to be very nogea to the next part of the sugya also. So I'm going to hold off on that, and we're going to learn hopefully the Reb Chaim in stencils Lagabe that, which is really going to be... discussing the next stage, which is Gavik Sav and Shabbos versus Gittin. Yeah, Danny.
Just to clarify, so by versing Rashi, it's just a matter of if it's Makakal or not, because since it's not definitional, and therefore it doesn't matter if it's only last turn off, so that's the reason why Rashi only addresses Makakal and it doesn't address whether this is actually Mechik Almanas, but as long as it's not Almanas.
No, from Akira, Rashi says, Fakir, Rashi says, Mekalko is Moichet Shaloy Amanas Lichtoiv. They're the same.
And then how's the sense of Chakir?
Because if you hold Moichet Shaloy Amanas Lichtoiv is just a kilkel, so that's the definition of Mekalko. Places hold Moichet Shaloy Amanas Lichtoiv is another problem. You didn't do the Malacha. Rashi's saying, no, it's just Mekalko. When the Gemara says Mekalkel, is that a... Tosa says that's a separate issue. You're destructive.
Right.
Tosa says, but by the way, you have to... In the background of the Gemara, you have to say that this is a case of Malach Shal, of a Moichek Amanas Lichtov, in order to even discuss a Malach over here. Whether you're Chayav or Potter, we can discuss if it's Mekalkel or Metaken, but where's the Malach over here? So Tosa says, it's Moichek Amanas Lichtov. Rashi says, no! When the Gemara said it's Mekalkel, that meant... Meichik Shalom Amanas Lichtoiv, because those are the same thing. So Rashi clearly is holding the Amanas Lichtoiv by every case of Mechika is just to take care of the Kilkel issue, but not to be definitional to the Malacha. That's what Rashi says Beferish on Arda. Whereas Tosis brings two separate issues. On the one hand, it's got to be Amanas Lichtoiv, and then I could discuss, is it productive, is it Tikkun, or is it Mekalkel? But those are not Hainu Ha, those are not the same thing. And the explanation is based on the sugya in Shabbos and Daf Yomi. Okay, Chavra. Excellent. I'll see you.
Thank you.
See you guys later.